Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going? How's it hanging?
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's hanging. Cold open today.
Cold open today. All right, we tried the Mike Ryan.
That's what that's called?
Yeah, we're doing the shipping container.
Doing the shipping container?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, that's what we're hanging out with today. Jennifer is running the board for the first time.
It smells horrible in
here,
man.
And she's giving that bewildered look to the button bar where she's like, what happened?
Whatever, man.
Don't press nothing now.
Yeah, it's good. Let's just move on.
We're going to do a takeoff for later, Jennifer. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Robbie's out this
She's
week.
Already flustered. I forgot to tell her about the headlines and there was the things. And
just throwing them into the deep end, huh?
Yep.
Just getting it right.
Seriously, what you are eating smells horrible. Like, it's so garlicky. That's what it is.
What do you have? What is it that you're eating?
It's chicken and greens, right?
Yeah.
But there's so much garlic in the greens.
It's garlic and lime chicken.
Yep.
Oh, garlic.
Oh. That's what it is. It's the garlic.
Yeah.
But
the other choices weren't that good.
My wife yesterday, when she went shopping this past weekend, she got garlic and onion chips. And I'm like,
that's a lot.
You're just putting up a defense for me never to want to ever come in contact with you ever again?
No, you should have said, what am I, a vampire?
Like garlic and onion. And she goes, yeah.
That's like double the.
I'm like, I mean, that is pure pain that's coming at you with the breathness. How much gum do you have to chew to get that out of your mouth?
You can't.
You got
garlic
go.
And onion?
That's not getting out of your. That's not.
Oh,
that takes a good 12 to 15 hours to get out.
Yeah, man. That was no bueno. I'm like, hey, how about a nice barbecue flavor?
Look,
can we do something like that?
I'm a guy, right?
And we I'm know you're
be,
a guy.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If your wife had put a chip on her tongue and said it's go time, right? You would not say no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Program one.
The sweet sounds of
sweet
program
sounds
one.
Of program one.
So let's not overstate the garlic and onion chips.
Garlic and onion is disgusting, man. Let's get the headlines, huh?
I don't think it's disgusting. It's just pungent.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Who do you want to start, boys?
Obviously.
Did I lose the home run derby?
Who did you have?
You didn't. Did you have Alonzo?
I don't know.
I know you had Vlad, but he
I know
didn't,
I have
he,
Vlad.
He didn't
did
win.
You get
he
half
had
the field?
400. Yeah, he had 400 home runs.
Well, the problem with Vlad is he put on
tired.
The most amazing show I've ever seen in the home run derby, but when he went the three extra rounds with Peterson, I think he rose
I feel
too
like
much.
I feel like that always happens. I feel like home run derby should just be one round.
Yeah, because but it was a tie.
This happens every year.
Yeah, but why,
like,
how
the
can
guy
they do one
the,
round?
It was a tie.
Like 10
no,
guys
the
hit.
Guy who always has the most outstanding performance, like I feel like they don't end up winning all the time.
It's true. It should just be total number of home runs.
Yeah. It's silly to me.
Nah. I like the matchup.
I do like the fact that they don't go with the 10 outs anymore.
I like the timing. Yeah, I do like that. I don't the stupid rule about, oh, it has to land. Why?
It doesn't.
I know they
don't.
I know it becomes flip. That's supposed to be the rule. You're supposed to wait
for the ball
to land.
I'm gonna tell you who got screwed.
Oh wait, they weren't.
They weren't waiting.
Yeah.
No, Matt Chapman. Love him. Love the fact that
he was a late call up because of Yelich.
Love him. Love the fact that he invited his dad. His dad was throwing ducks.
His dad pitched through to him last year or the year before, whenever the last time.
I missed
no,
the first.
That wasn't he.
Yes,
was,
they've done it before. Yeah.
I missed the first
but
flat
it,
round.
On last notice, his dad was throwing him balls. He couldn't hit him.
Yeah, there's a couple things. Like, you know, they've gotten a little too funky with the split screen. I'm not a big fan of that.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
There was at one point, like it got all messed up during Alonzo's, one of his rounds, and, like, the camera guy couldn't figure out what the hell was going on.
Am I the only – I would mention this to John O'Connell, who programs the Shark.
Another Bostonian. Yeah, that's who you talk to.
No, that's not true.
Or South Sullyville down here.
We were just talking about the Home Run Derby last night, and I was like, interesting how they had to have, you know, like Jessica Mendoza on the field to speak Spanish to Vlad.
But it was two girls, wasn't it? It wasn't just her.
One of them wasn't Jessica Mendoza. I don't know who she was.
There was two ladies there that were bilingual that could speak to Vlad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you mean to tell me that guy who grew up basically traveling from town to town in the United States
and lived here doesn't speak English? You do realize that most of the people in the locker room speaks Spanish.
His dad famously never learned English.
No, I get that, but you can't tell me with his upbringing.
His dad was a lot like Kawhi Leonard. His dad, Vladimir Guerrero was he was like this weird mystery, this unbelievably talented player, no batting gloves, rocket arm, just a natural.
Still to this day,
played in Montreal, nobody knew anything about him. It was crazy.
To this day, where's Vlad? Yeah, exactly.
But I love the fact his son is 20 years old. He's already 24-year-old Miguel Cabrera. It's amazing.
He doesn't care.
He's just I'm here to hit bombs.
Yeah, he's.
But here's what's weird. He only has 8.
I know. Well, hey, listen. You come up in that first season. This game be tough.
Good. But everybody, the people that questioned that didn't question after that first round.
Nope.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
No, it was fun. That was a good thing about yesterday. All the young guys out there, we saw a lot of young sluggers. I do feel like baseball's I definitely feel nationally relevant. The national relevance of baseball has definitely taken a dive. It's nowhere near what it was. You turn on the television, you see empty parks all over the place.
Right.
But I do feel like, you know, the star power in Major League Baseball, I do feel like there's a lot of guys that are fun to watch, and I don't know if that was the case where it felt like a couple years ago it was like Trout, Harper, that's the list.
But Trout is exciting to watch. He seems to have a little personality. Bryce Harper, man. I think for what they sold him as being a 5-tool player, he's basically a home run hitter.
In this day and age, baseball cannot be boring white guys. That's just, it's not.
But that's what the game is based around.
I know, but the demographics of the people who would be or could be watching have changed.
But if they let everybody bring their own little personal flair to it.
Right, then the Brian McCanns of the world are going to have hemorrhoidal flair.
Man, nothing irritates me more than not being able to celebrate triumph because the sore loser is going to think you're disrespecting him. Why can't I be happy for what I did?
Yeah, I was saying this with the Masvidal thing that happened afterwards. People were getting crazy with him, playing dead after he knocked out the guy. And it's just
it was funny.
You guys are talking, all of a sudden you're supposed to be buddy-buddy and it's all sportsmanship?
Right.
Nah.
Especially after he said the things that he said before the fight.
I was getting arguments over this on Twitter shit because somebody got upset with me making the point, disrespectful, don't understand why, you know, karma's going to come back around on him. And I'm like, first of all, it's mixed martial arts. Usually somebody ends up losing. Doesn't have a lot to do with karma. And, you know, is it nice when guys are super respectful, bow, and do all that stuff? But, this isn't a dojo. This isn't Bruce Lee. It's a cage fight.
Right.
And with baseball, it's like, you know, would it be nice if everybody, you know, put their head down and ran around the bases nice? I guess, but it's not that interesting. And so why can't these guys be happy with that's Pete Alonso yesterday. I never seen such an intense dude in the Home Run Derby.
He was serious. He was all about it.
He was like, I'm getting that
what
million.
What if he did that before at bat?
Oh man. So the All-Star game is tonight. We'll have it here on the ticket. So tune in for that. Christian Yelich somehow leading off for the National League.
Hey, incredible. You believe my theory now?
No.
I'm into it. Into your theory.
Playing a baseball game is a lot different than taking 200 swings in the Home Run Derby.
I'm just into it. No.
Oh, my God. Whatever. You guys are just
four
so...
Four cart.
Anywho.
It's not that crazy.
It's kind of crazy. The Miami Heat are back in action in the Summer League, Vegas against Orlando today, 4:00.
Disappointed that I'm driving home.
Tobin's gonna is a radio. We're not carrying that one. We should
Summer League.
Send Inglis out there to kick.
Let us do Summer League. Can we do Summer League?
Ooh.
We should try to arrange that for next year.
Duncan Robinson looking swole as hell. Three-pointer.
Good.
I'd be the play-by-play, man.
I'd be the play-by-play.
Oh, no. Wait. All the times you avoid being on this show, mm-hmm. and now all of a sudden, you're front and center?
I think I'd be. No, I wouldn't. No, that I would purposely not be front and center. I would just tell you what's going on while you two guys just yell at each other.
Nah.
He would say something about Duncan Robinson. You'd be like, oh my God, whatever.
I would do play by play. Leroy would be the analyst and you'd be on sidelines. Back to your roots.
I don't think you could be trusted to do play by play in a fair kind of way.
I do fantastic play by play.
I don't think so.
You'd be a little heat bias heavy. Like, holy smoke.
What kind of crap call is that, ref?
Foul. Hasn't he fouled out yet?
I found out the announcers can get fined.
I told you. Joe Zagacki doing ACC basketball got written up by the league.
Yeah, well, that'd be a
problem.
I don't
know if I was supposed to tell anyone that.
That'd be a problem for me.
All right, Russell Westbrook, there's mutual interest, there's all sorts of things. I don't know what the latest is, but Woj wrote a big story about it last night.
Question. Yeah. I was thinking about this.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing.
Would you rather have Russell Westbrook, or would you rather, if you're taking a chance, and you know how you like these Flyers, Beal and John Wall? Because the upside is greater on Beal and John Wall.
Yeah, we can definitely...
Let's unpack that for next segment. Anything else?
Yeah, real quick, Serena won at Wimbledon, and John Daly was going to try to play the Open Championship and was denied use of a card, so he pulled out. And that hurts me.
They don't even have cards in over there.
I don't care.
I don't care who... No, Beast. They don't have carts. If ever you go to England and play golf, nobody uses a cart. You take a caddy. There's no carts.
He should be allowed to bring his own cart. Anything that can let Chuck Daly play.
That's tires you need for the Open Champion.
Chuck Daly. Chuck Daly's no longer with us.
Chuck Daly is no longer with us,
correct. Rest in peace, Chuck Daly.
John Daly.
I met him.
Chuck Daly?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He was a coach while I was in.
Have you ever met John Daly?
Yes.
How was that experience?
What was that like?
Let's just say he would be the J.R. Smith of golf.
He's taking his shirt off?
The leading up to where he would take his shirt off.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
We'll get more into the Russell Westbrook thing when we come back after this. Oh, yes, everybody. Toby Leroy and Beast continues here on a Tuesday. I haven't just thrown it out there for today. I've actually already started it on Twitter. I'll wait for Leroy to get back in here because Lord knows where he is. But I'll let you guys know, the 2019 hurricane season has arrived. I always feel like when I say this, people think I'm going to start talking about football, and I'm actually talking about the storms. And when that happens, man, we combine with our team over there at Local 10. Then we bring you extensive coverage from watch to warn to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to the ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on the ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2, the ticket. You know, I feel like, where are we, Beast? We're like only like 6 weeks away from the game, man.
Yeah.
It's closing in.
Camp for both the Dolphins and the Canes coming right up.
I'm not worried about Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to bore me to death with the four preseason games.
Come on.
Nah.
Training camp.
I mean, yeah, there's a QB battle.
Arrows up, arrows down.
I saw that.
It's my favorite part of camp.
I saw that the Rosen.
Arrow up, arrow down.
The Rosen one was at UFC this weekend. I like that. That was a point in my book if he wants to get the starting quarterback job.
Nice.
Hey, do we want, are we going to go out there this year?
Go where? To camp?
Just to cover? For what?
Huh?
For what?
Didn't we broadcast from there? We won't.
It's the times that it is. There won't be nothing.
Yeah, they're just doing morning practices.
They're doing 9:40 a.m. practices.
Okay.
So they'll be done by the time we get there.
There's no two-a-days.
Also, oh yeah. You just want to say solved.
I think they're going to be a little more restrictive as far as media.
Why? Because we're run by somebody from the Patriots.
Correct.
Well, you know what?
I mean, I look, it's probably that dude, right there, in all honesty, I'm never, whatever he decides or says, I'm not going to hold it against him because he's in the worst possible spot to be a head coach.
Yeah, everybody thinks that his team's going to be the worst.
And it, the only thing that could happen is, first of all, if your team is expected to only win two or three games, right? If you win two or three games, could you do it in a way that you lose your job? That's the only thing good that could – the only thing that could happen is bad.
There's no way that he can lose his job after 1 year.
Cam Cameron did.
Want to bet?
Wait a minute. But I guess it's how you lose.
Doomsday scenario.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If your team is supposed to be one of the worst in the NFL,
right,
and you lose a bunch of games, you're then going to tell me it's how you lost?
Yeah, like doomsday scenario beast. The Dolphins go 2-14 this year.
Right.
And they're in
position. I don't think so.
But let's just say they do. Scenario that they do.
Okay.
And they can draft their quarterback. They can draft Tua. But all of a sudden, old Jim Harbaugh gets the old professional itch. Michigan doesn't have the year they thought they were going to have. And he goes, hey, Ross. Thinking about old going to the pros again.
Okay, mitigating circumstances. Yes, that could come up. I'm just, like, let's just say that doesn't happen. Like, it's just purely on Brian Flores' record as a coach. It would take some really bad stuff happening for him to get fired for a team with literally horrible expectations.
How? If you're projected to have three or four wins, and you have three or four wins, don't micromanage the situation and say, oh, it's how you lost the games. No.
Yeah, like how does that go for Brian Flores? Because here's the thing. If he does go 2-14, not that he's expected to do much this year, but we already know that the thing is out there with former Belichick coaches. If he goes out there and stinks up the joint, people are going to say, like, is this guy a good coach? Can he do anything? Did anybody get better? Like, it's definitely kind of a bad fall.
That was my whole point when they hired him, is that, like, he's put in a situation. He has accepted a job in a situation where, look, man, if he has 6 or 7 wins, right? The fans don't care. They're going to be like same old Dolphins mediocrity, okay? But if he was only supposed to have 3 or 4 wins, then they're heading in the right direction.
In a weird way, though, I do think that the Dolphin fans, if the Dolphins are bad this year, I do think
we
a lot.
We say this every year.
This is different.
I think that there is a large contingent of Dolphin fans that do want them to be terrible to get their franchise quarterback.
Well, 121, what's the contingent date?
Because
what's the date?
It's
July 9th.
Yeah. July 9th, 121.
121.
Yeah.
Remember this conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
I disagree with you because I think there's a vocal minority that wants the Dolphins to tank for Tua or whatever.
But I think
the Joe Blow Dolphins fan wants to see his team win regardless of what is going
on. Do you
have
an idea of how many season ticket holders the Dolphins have? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I'm going to guess 40,000? Something like that.
Okay. So of that 40,000, the people who pay to see the Dolphins every single week,
yep.
What percentage of them do you think are okay with the Dolphins tanking this year?
None.
It means
I mean, very few.
None?
Like 5%.
Dude, if
really?
I'm a fan of a team, I don't want to see
if
him
I
lose.
If I paid for season tickets, I don't want to see him lose.
Even though it's going to maybe end up with you getting a star quarterback.
I'm telling you, the guys that have been sitting in section whatever, forever.
Were supposed to end up with Zion, right? Like, man, that's not promised to you. You know how many things have to come right for you to get the guy you think you're going
to
want?
I'm telling you, though, that you just have to suffer through a season. Like, the difference is the Knicks had a 16% chance. Like, they're actually banking on chance. I'm telling you that you sit through the misery and you're going to get your pick if you want it.
But do you understand?
You
when you're that bad in that many areas, the chance of you just getting your guy and turning it around right away or slim and none. So you're not talking about 1 year.
Like the average dude or family that, you know, just middle class people, whatever, blue collar out there, they spend their hard earned money to go to a game on Sunday. God knows it costs a lot. They don't want to go out there and see losses.
But they've been seeing the same.
It doesn't
thing
matter.
For
it,
years.
It doesn't matter.
Like for years.
I know, but I'm telling you, they don't expect to go out there and see losses.
Like, for example, much smaller population. If you're a Marlins fan and you are going to, even if you have a, like a weekend plan to go see the Marlins.
Different story.
How?
Because
you enjoy baseball.
You're just going out to the park for the experience of going out to the park.
I don't agree. Really?
Football, football
so
is different.
Nobody
yeah.
who goes to a baseball game just enjoys the sport of baseball and doesn't want to see good baseball.
No, I think they do.
But like,
but I think I think Marlins fans are different than Dolphins fans. I think the conditioned, what we've been conditioned to expect from our football teams is different from what we've been conditioned to expect from our baseball team.
But that's just it. Like, the point I was trying to make is if this team ends up 7-9, 6-10, are we smart enough to say it's not like the last three seasons because they were supposed to be so much worse? You understand? Or are we just going to chalk it up and say, same old Dolphins, they can't?
No, but this is the thing. Like, I said this last year with the Adam Gase thing. Like, records are funny because I felt like that Dolphins team, like, They to me were more of a 2-3 win team than they were. What do they end up being? A 6-win team? 6-7 win team? Like that wasn't them to me. Like we watch these games and they're winning on literal miracles.
Right.
Miracle plays.
On Rob Gronkowski trying to play safety.
Coughing up the ball.
But it counts.
It counts, but like you have to go in depth. Like we would have these arguments all last season,
right?
About does it matter the results or does it matter how you got there?
Unfortunately, I know, Leroy, you don't want to hear this. But how you win or lose does matter to people. I know it shouldn't, it does.
How you win or lose doesn't decide whether you go to the playoffs. How you win or lose doesn't decide how far you advance in that profession. So if you're going to say how you win or lose matters.
No, I'm saying it matters to the fans. I'm not saying it matters to the decision makers.
If this team went 10-6, you think going to say, ah.
If this Dolphins team goes 10-6, there should be a parade.
I think if it goes 10-6 and you're telling me Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starting quarterback, yeah, I think people are going to be like, what? If it's Rosen, it'll be a lot different.
Okay, but celebrate your team's success.
So here's the guy right here.
It's so flimsy, though, man. Like, I'm telling you.
Football is flimsy.
I'm telling you, guys, it was for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, when I watched that team blow it in the AFC Championship to the Patriots, like, well, that's it. They're never going to get back there.
Right.
They're never going to get back there.
So you needed to take advantage of that.
But what did they do? They believed into their own bull bleep, and they ran out there with the same quarterback and said, oh, no, we were a couple plays away. And it's like, well, no, you should have tweaked it, and you blew it. You have to take real stock into what you really are.
I understand that. Look, from an organizational standpoint, I'm not saying you should always try to be better, and you should always look at your team and know when you still need to improve, although you're winning. But from a fan's perspective, man, if you're sitting here, you're going to hear this for the next 3 or 4 months. How bad this Dolphins team is. You got a new coach. There's a new energy. They could do some things just schematically that puts them in better positions to have success. And if it happens and they squeak a couple of wins here and there and then win a couple again, next thing you know, they have 7, 8, 9 wins. I'm not saying you don't still need to tweak it to improve, but I'm saying, are we smart enough to acknowledge where they are headed? Or are you just going to say, same old Dolphins can't ever make the playoffs?
It's going to depend on who comes out with that starting quarterback in training camp. Like, if this is the makings of Josh Rosen is your quarterback and it's promising and it looks good and, wow, this is a young team that has everything building around it, yeah, that's gonna look tremendous for
them. And this is, I want an honest answer because this has plagued me. This has bothered me my whole life.
Gotcha.
As long as I've been watching football.
Right.
And it's this. Mm-hmm. As bad as the offensive line is projected to be, can you make a fair evaluation of your quarterback?
Hey, man, we got the dude from Wisconsin.
I asked that question.
Did you see this dude? He looks so Wisconsin. Like, we got ourselves a guard, man. He looks
so Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he is Wisconsin.
He's got a
Define Wisconsin.
Just, beard. You
know, burly.
Burly.
Pasty. Mauler.
Again,
dude gets the next level.
But you still you still haven't answered my question.
I don't know how the offensive line's going to be, all right? I don't know.
You don't know.
See, I don't know how it's going to be.
See, and that in lies
the problem.
I know
that we got Wisconsin.
The difference between fans and organization is you have to separate those two. You have to be able to separate where the problem is and fix the problem before you go hosing everybody down and saying they suck.
Yeah, understood, but isn't this like – when they went and they made the move for Josh Rosen this year during the draft, and everybody was like,
it was a value move. Whether it works out or not, it doesn't matter. It cost you a second round pick. And if he were drafted in this draft, he would be the second quarterback. You definitely, I don't care where you stand, if you only have to invest a second round pick for a guy who would have been the second quarterback taken in the draft, you do it.
Yeah. Or people just whiffed on the pick last year and he stinks.
No, but no. See, that's where you're wrong. I can understand if you said that about Ryan Tannehill years ago. Okay?
That's kind of the same thing that happened.
No!
It is.
Because there were other teams who wanted him when he got drafted.
Right, but there was just a run on quarterbacks where it just happened to be that year with Ryan Tannehill. He was the guy
it wasn't that with Josh Rosen. It wasn't that. It wasn't the run of quarterbacks and he was, oh no.
How many quarterbacks? Was he the fourth quarterback taking that draft?
Because
I think it was five. It was five that were taken.
It sounds about
Lamar
right.
Lamar Jackson was by Baltimore later on in the first round.
Is that the same draft that Mahomes went?
No.
Was it?
Nah.
2 years ago?
Hold on.
No, because Mahomes was the
this
year
is
before.
Mahomes. This will be Mahomes' third year.
Yes.
Okay, and this is
Josh
Rosen. Josh
Rosen was the
2018
NFL draft. Right.
Yeah. So. Who went?
He was the fourth quarterback to be
selected
that year.
Last year was Baker, Darnold, Allen, Rosen. And then it went
right, and it was a toss-up between it was a toss-up between Allen and Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, if the same situation were Allen.
But we don't even know if Josh Allen's any good.
Right, but that.
They used to be huge reaches
but again,
on guys.
But again, at the time, okay, when Arizona drafted him, it was not a reach.
No, I understand. But it's one of those things where it's like Deion Jordan continues to get to go around the league like, getting chances because, man, he's a former number three overall pick. And you kind of bank on the talent.
Yeah, but
maybe the guy's just not good.
Wait a minute. But in football, though, we've seen, like, more than almost in any other sport, have we seen a top pick? Like, yes, we've seen a bunch of guys get a bunch of chances, but also we've seen a bunch of washouts. Like, guys who could not cut it and washed out of the league real quick.
But most of those bums, like Blake Bortles is going to get he's going to be on a roster for the next 10 years.
So Chad Henne.
Yeah.
For reasons we...
Like, they're just gonna. Because there's a club.
Well, I mean...
Backup quarterback?
Because
it's a thing.
Someone
the guy
needs to
who
hold
started,
the clipboard.
No. If you can say my backup quarterback started for 4 or 5 years, they think that's a legitimate backup.
Yeah. All right. Brock Osweiler, he started games. How'd that work out?
Kept getting a backup job.
Is Mark Sanchez still in the league?
Yeah. Oh.
Oof.
I feel like he was in the league last year.
He was last year. I don't know if he is.
Gotta look.
Because if that's...
Gotta look. Like, the guy associated with the butt fumble is still playing football.
He is a free agent.
Oh.
Right,
who did he play for last year?
He'll get a call.
Wait.
Someone will get hurt. He'll get a call. Right?
On November 19th, 2018, Sanchez signed with the Washington Redskins to be a backup for Colt McCoy. After Alex Smith suffered his season-ending injury, he made his first appearance to the Redskins for an injured McCoy in a 28-13 loss.
Does Mark Sanchez
Eagles.
Get a call this year?
Yes. Yes. Wasn't he the quarterback when they went to two AFC championship games?
Yeah.
He was benched at halftime in week 14 in a 40-16 loss in favor of Josh Johnson.
Of course he was. Josh Johnson. Blake Bortles is going to be a quarterback forever. If Josh Johnson.
Blake Bortles is like a Heisman winner compared to that.
Well, Mark Sanchez was a Heisman winner.
No, compared to Josh Johnson. That.
Right.
We're back after this. Heard, hit us up on the old text machine. The number is 67974. A lot of them, Matt, we're not talking about Russell Westbrook right now. It's brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Accident? Contact attorney Bobby Nunez for a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com. I will say, First of all, you got a 3-hour show. Hashtag third hour.
And right,
we'll get to Russell Westbrook. I swear to God, we'll wet your Westbrook whistle all we can.
Say that again.
No. I'm amazed I pulled it off that it just...
You didn't
Did you know you were going
I
in for like...
I kinda did.
Did you know you were going in for the triple W when you said it?
No. I didn't. It was a little bold.
It caught you off guard.
Wet your Westbrook whistle. I couldn't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
Try to say it fast.
No.
Can't do it. Yeah, try it.
Man. Wet your Westbrook whistle.
No, you actually got it.
Yeah.
Wet your Westbrook. I can't do it.
Texter writes in, looks Wisconsin is definitely a thing. Thank you.
And another text said, Mark Sanchez did not win the Heisman.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, we were mixing up with Matt Leinart. My bust.
Does that guy say he's not a star?
Speaking of USC Heisman winners, happy birthday to OJ. 72 today.
Did he tweet today?
I didn't realize he was that old.
Has he tweeted? I mean, he's in Vegas, so it's still early. Real OJ.
Hey, Twitter world. It's yours truly.
Jennifer, first task. Need you to get me the OJ film on his Twitter account because OJ has an official birthday video. He's on the golf course.
Of course.
Of course he is.
Of course he's. Oh, it's the first time he's been on the golf course and not been in his cart.
Oh, wow. Yep.
By the way.
Yep.
What? What are you saying?
He's not that good.
Oh, he's not good?
He's not good at golf? I thought he was, like, amazing, like, for the amount of time that I've heard that he spent on golf courses.
He hasn't gotten better?
Nah, man, your body don't always cooperate. Your mind tells your body what to do, and your body says, we ain't doing that.
I mean, every story I've heard about OJ when he was down here was about him being on a golf course.
Hey, or... it's for the world. You know what here we should celebrate? Life.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
How do you think these replies are going for OJ's birthday?
I mean...
just one more birthday Nicole didn't have.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Scroll that down.
All right.
Let me see. What's it say?
First meme, drink apple juice or OJ will kill you. I see you only have one glove. These people don't have birthdays anymore. With the alleged... his alleged victims.
The mentions are never gonna not be funny.
It's on the golf course, you have a wicked slice juice.
Like, what? Again, like, do you really think he sees that as, like, I wonder why they're so mean to me?
Hope you have a killer day, OJ.
I really think he goes, he's like, well, I don't get why they're so
what
mean
is
to me.
That?
I'm innocent. I didn't do it.
I don't know what that is, man. There's going to be a lot of nervous people around you when you cut the cake.
He said, Leroy, but the great say body, not today. I tried that with my golf swing and my body. And my body said, nah, player.
Jennifer, do you have the sound of his video? Just play it straight off of his account.
I mean, we're not supposed to. Whatever.
What's he going to do? He loves it. As long as we love him. As long as we're positive, OJ's like, oh, yeah.
You don't think he'll try to sue us?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Let's get out of the legal situation.
All right, let's give this a shot. What do we got, Jennifer?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. You know, it's hard for me to believe that today I'm celebrating my 33rd annual 39th birthday. I got to tell you, it's been quite a ride. They said every life some rain must fall. Well, I've had some hurricanes descend in my life, but I thank the Lord because through it all, he's kept me relatively healthy and in good spirits and positive. And that's tough to do today with all the haters on the internet and on cable TV spouting their negative opinions on just about everything. You know, I like what Plato or was it Socrates he said about opinions that they are not fact. That at the most, they could be a possibility and maybe even a probability. But the facts are they're not fact. I like the old saying that opinions are like armpits. Everybody got them, and most of the time, they stink. You know, a lot of good things have happened in my 39 years. The other day, I was with my boys watching the internet at a sports bar, and
saw one TV and they had a softball game, playoffs of the girls' softball, NC2A.
Are we
and
really still
Alabama
going?
Was playing Texas, and I think the pitcher for Alabama was black, and the leadoff for Texas was black. And I said, now that's something to celebrate, because when I was in school, those schools wouldn't allow blacks to play any sport. Lately, I saw where Kaepernick pointed out that...
Kaepernick was...
That's it?
It just stopped?
...flag was being used by some, you know, negative groups as their symbol. Well, I said, don't let the negative win. As far as I'm concerned, that flag represents the birth of America. Hey, one shout out to a buddy of mine, Sluggo in L.A. Hang in there, buddy. Stay strong. Get back to Vegas soon. Hey, look, I got some guys to beat and some cake to eat. Take care.
God,
that was
after one golf shot.
You know, you want. Sometimes you think this OJ account's just not going to deliver, and it always does.
He went to so great Socrates and Plato.
He said, "Oh, one of them."
You guys know the saying: opinions are like armpits.
I was getting ready.
Everyone's got one.
And I'm like, no.
Everyone's got them, and they always stink.
I appreciate you cleaning it up, OJ, for keeping your Twitter family friendly.
And I noticed that the bitch was black. And the hitter was black.
The who?
The pitcher and the hitter.
Oh.
I don't think he said that.
What did he say?
No, he said that. Yeah. I don't think that's what you said.
What did I say?
You said another word that rhymes with pitch.
Meat.
What's wrong with you?
Wait, is the NC2A softball, didn't the softball World Series end like
he's a little behind on life right now.
3 weeks ago? Or a
bunch of haters on this. Well, at least OJ's starting to realize, yes, the internet is full of haters.
Colin Kaepernick.
He is starting to realize, like the rest of, tons of haters out there on the old
on the cable
internet.
TV shows.
You think people want his shout out?
Sluggo? No, I think Sluggo wanted his shout
Sluggo
out.
Sluggo definitely wanted his shout out. I mean, I want to try to track down Sluggo.
We're all. I'm like, and they're gonna look at the black guy.
Seriously,
and say, why would you allow this to happen?
Every OJ tweet is just great content for what we do. It is.
See, like I almost go through the, I almost go through these mentions. I'm looking for the ones that aren't making murder jokes.
Like the ones that are like, you go, OJ, happy birthday, bud.
Yep.
Are there any?
What are you using to cut your cake? Killer swing.
What did he say? I got guys to beat and cake to eat.
Hey, that glove fits. Man, nobody's wishing him a happy birthday.
Well, he didn't give any fantasy football advice. I think there's more takers for that.
Did he say that he has hurricanes in his life?
I've had some hurricanes in my life.
Certainly does. And we pair with that with our coverage and team at Local 10. The hurricanes in OJ's life. from watch to warning to landfall to OJ on the tee.
And we pretty much covered all of it.
Man.
From the trial.
I just.
Hey, Twitter world.
There's nobody. Oh, okay. One guy. OJ, how is your day going? That's it.
Look at the meme below it because it's not.
One guy just takes a shot of his glove. Oh, Big Reed. Big Reed has wished him a happy birthday. And then the next guy says, remember when you killed those people. LOL.
I see somebody else who said happy birthday.
Really?
Yeah, it says happy birthday, Juice. Maybe someone else should cut the cake. Just in case.
All
right. A lot of jokesters out there. Can't just let the Juice enjoy his day on the golf team. Happy 33rd annual 39th birthday.
What? As I like to say, it's my 33rd 39th birthday.
Hey, it's what
that don't even make no damn sense.
What is it? What? How did he end it again? We got. I got.
Shout out to Sluggo.
People to meet and cake to eat.
Yeah.
People to beat and cake to eat. I might want to switch that slogan up, OJ.
Oh.
The weather does look lovely in Vegas, though.
Beast.
Yeah.
You did not say pitcher.
Nope, you definitely didn't.
Because the texts are saying Beast can't hide the Boston.
Oh, gee, I didn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't talk.
Hey, I wonder if you would have said that if it was a white pitcher.
Yes.
Somebody asks, if you saw a Twitter notification that OJ just started following you, would you delete your
account?
I think I'd DM him.
You'd slide into his DMs?
Yeah, man. I'd be like, how was the cake? I'd ask him, how'd you play and how was the cake?
So you'd play that completely straight. Like, you'd be like, you'd
100%.
You're his boy.
All right.
I don't want to be his boy, but I want, yeah, there's a part of me that is very fascinated about what life is like for this dude, because look
at his mentions. That's what life is like.
I know, no, but
it's 72 years. He's 72 years old, and it almost seems like he has taken deposition. Never mind. He's taken the place, the point, that he's just going to live his life, be positive, and not even pay attention to all of that.
Except
he has 850,000 followers, and only 2,000 of them are sending positivity his way.
None of them are saying nice things, and that's the thing. Like, he's 72 years old, but there is, like, he is a guy that likes to be liked. And that does like attention. He's like, this dude was a celebrity. Been a celebrity.
He wasn't a celebrity. He was
the celebrity.
The celebrity.
And so now he is now finding his way back into this landscape where people, I don't want to say care about him, but he's getting some sense of relevance again.
How many Twitter followers is he up to?
Let's see. He is up to 844,000 followers.
Well, he's picked up like 200,000 followers this week.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Oh, he just started following the San Francisco 49ers.
Huh.
I'm sure they're honored. We'll get into Russell Westbrook next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.